Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Memhei, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Dalid Amid Bey. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas of somebody that was chayiv Mises Bezdin, specifically Skila. But the Gemara digressed into a little bit of Agadita, because one of the halachas regarding someone that was chayiv Mises Bezdin is learned out from Achan. Achan was mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. He was the one person who went against Yeshua Ben Nun's instructions. He benefited from the spoils of Yericho. Hashem was really angry. He tells Yeshua, Chati Yisrael. The Yidin suffered a little bit of a defeat in the battle right after that of Yericho, the battle of Ai. 36 people died. Machloikus in the Gemara. Rav Nechemya says it wasn't 36. The pasuk says, Kish Loishin Veshisha. It was one person, Yair, the son of Menashe, who was shakal Kirubash Hedron. He was shakal like 36 people. But regardless, we learned from Achan the idea that before somebody was given Mises Bezdin, he had to say Vidui, he had to do Tshuva, because Mises Bezdin in and of itself wasn't a Mechaper. It was only together with Tshuva that there was a kapara. Bottom line, we got into a whole digression, a whole sugya of Divrei Agada regarding Achan. Says the Gemara, Minayin Shekipur Loi Viduyav. So Yeshua Ben Nun tells Achan, do tshuva. Achan does tshuva. He says, Vidui, Amna Chatasi L'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, V'kazois V'kazois Asisi. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brings. And then the Mishnah says that we know for a fact that Achan's tshuva was niskabel. Ordinarily, a person does tshuva, he doesn't know if his tshuva is niskabel. But here already, the pasuk was megala that his tshuva was niskabel. How do we know that? So the Mishnah quoted a pasuk by Yemi Yeshua. Yeshua says, Machar tanu yakrecha Hashem b'yim hazeh. Today you're achor v'iyata achor lo'ilum abba. Says the Gemara, Tanu rabbanu minayin she'i b'lei vidui v'had. You know that the vidui of Achan was accepted. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'yemi lo Yeshua, Ma'achar tanu yakrecha Hashem b'yim hazeh. The pasuk that the Mishnah brought, Hayoyim hazeh ata achor, ve'i ata achor lo'olam abba. But the Braisa brings another source that Achon's tshuva was accepted. The pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Uvnei Zerach, Zimri, ve'eson, ve'hemon, ve'kilkel, ve'dora. So Zerach had five sons, and the pasuk lists who the five sons were. Now Chazal had a Messiah that Zimri, who's mentioned in this pasuk, is Achon. So Achon of Sefer Yeshua is Zimri in this pasuk, not to be confused with Zimri of Parshas Pinchas. And the pasuk concludes and says, Kulam Chamisha, they're five, says the Gemara, Kulam Chamisha, I could do the back of the envelope arithmetic myself. My Kulam Chamisha, why the pasuk have to count them for me? To teach me, Kulam Chamisha Heim La'olam Haba, that all five sons are going to go to Olam Haba. What's the Chiddush? Even Achon, who was the Chati Yisrael. He was the one who benefited from the spoils of Yerichai. His tshuva was accepted. That's how we know that he is Mezum al-Chai Yoyim Abba. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Zimri. It says in Divrei Hayomim, that pasuk over there refers to Achan as Zimri, Viksiv Achan. So what was his real name? Was it Zimri or was it Achan? We know they didn't have two names back in the day. So which one was it? One of them must be the real name. The other one is not the real name. Rav Shmuel, Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Chalam once said Achan Shmai. His name was Achan. V'loba nikra Shmai Zimri, she'asa maise Zimri, because he behaved like Zimri. Zimri was nichshol in Gilei Arayos. So too, Achan was nichshol in Gilei Arayos. Would we have Achan doing Gilei Arayos? I thought Achan just benefited from the cherem. He just benefited from the spoils of Yericho. It's the Gemara, and Daled Amen Aleph, where the Gemara says that Achon violated all Chamishei Chumshei Torah. He was even Boyol Naira Muras. So the Gemara had said, Amen Dal and Amen Aleph, that Achon was over Gilei Arayos, just like Zimri. V'chad Amar, Zimri Shmai, really his name was Zimri, V'loma Nikra Shmai Achon. Why was it called Achon? She'ichein Avonoseyem Shal Yisro. Rashi says, Achon is Miloshen Taner Achnoi. Remember the Taner Achnoi, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Achon is a snake. So he caused the Averis of Klal Yisrael to encircle them, to engulf them, just like a snake will encircle its prey. So he caused the Chati Yisrael, he caused the Yidin to sin. He was the catalyst, so to speak, of the Chati Yisrael, just like the snake that encircles. V'yinoku, the Mishnah concluded, and the Mishnah said that when the person that's Chayiv Mises Bezdin says Vidui, he should only be Misvada, he should only do tshuva on the Avera that he's being killed for if he's really guilty. But says Rabbi Yehuda, if he knows that really he's innocent, to him, misasi kapora al kol avoy noisai chutz mizeh. Then he should say that I'm being killed now, and this misot should be mechaper on my averis, but not on this particular averis that I'm being killed for, because I'm innocent. So he should say vidoy, but he doesn't necessarily have to accept guilt for that averis being killed for. Sometimes an innocent man is killed. So if he's in fact guilty, then yeah. But if he's not guilty, Rabbi Yehuda said, make it very clear, delineate it in your vidoy. Say that I'm not being misvad on this averis. Omer loy, the Chachamim told him, Imkein, if you're going to instruct him to do that, Yehu kol adam, Omer imkein kedei lenakis atzmi. You're going down a very slippery slope, because you're going to cause other people, even people that are really guilty, to say that they're innocent. Frek the Gemara. The Yinaku Atzman, who cares? Meaning, why do we care? The Chachamim come with a whole time to Rabbi Yehuda. You, Rabbi Yehuda, are saying that if a person's innocent, he shouldn't be misvado. He shouldn't take responsibility for doing an averi that he didn't really do. Why? Because then even a guilty person who really should be taking responsibility for this avera may not take responsibility. Who cares? What's the great stakes over here that we're so worried about this? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because it's very nice that this person is saying that I'm innocent, but he's doing it on the cheshbon of Bezdin. He's doing it on the cheshbon of Edom, because now people are going to say, Bezdin killed an innocent man. These Edom, they lied. They were shankronim, an innocent person died. So it's very nice that he wants to make himself look good and maybe absolve his family from the shame rat that's going to come about by him being killed by Bezdin, but you're doing it on somebody else's cheshbon. That's why the Chachamim weren't okay with it. Tanur Rabbah, Ma'aseh Bal Demechad, was a story with the person Shiyatzik Laharig, who was taken to be killed. Omar, he said, as he's being hung, Im yesh bi avayin zeh, if I did this avera, lo yitehem bi sasi kapara l'chol avayin oisai, that I don't want this misa to be mechaper any of the averis that I did. Then ain be avoin zeh, but if I'm innocent, then tehein misasi kapara l'chol avoin oisai, then let my misa now be a kapara in all my averis. Ubezdin v'chol yisrael menukim, despite the fact that I'm innocent, I'm moichol bezdin klal yisrael, it's okay, but v'ho'edim, the edim that testified against me, who lied, lo yitehela mechila lo'ilam. So that's what this person said as he was being killed. Shamu chachamim v'davar, the chachamim heard, Amru, they said, there's nothing we can do. Meaning they were standing there, and they heard this plea that this person made. He was saying he's innocent. And he was so sure that he was innocent, he said that if I'm guilty, then I'm going to die for nothing. I don't want this misa to be mechaper. And then he talks about not being moichel the edim. So Chachamim weren't sure what to do. They said, lachziroi, to not kill the person, because we already paskin that he's chayim misa. Eliyeh horeg, we have no choice. We have to kill him. And if in fact he's innocent, and the edim lied, then you know what? The edim are going to have to carry on their conscience the fact that they killed this innocent man. What's the chiddush of the story? What, there was a havamina? That because this person made this emotional plea before he was being executed, that maybe now we should undo the psak aloch and we shouldn't kill these people? Kol kemine? What? It's sad to believe in. The Gemara says, what happened was, even the Edom themselves came around. The Edom were chayzer, and they said that we lied. But the Gemara says, who cares? That's still not a basis for us to undo this. Because Edom are not allowed to say Edos and then retract their testimony. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush was that the Edom themselves were chayzer. Not only were they chayzer, they even came with a story, an alibi of why it was they originally lied, and it seemed to have made sense. So the chachamim, they got together, they huddled, they said, you know something, I hear what the edim are saying, this person seems pretty confident that he's innocent, we may be killing an innocent man, maybe we should take it back. They felt that they couldn't do it. Kfar nigzer, gzeir, like the Gemara says, there was already a psak that this person needs to be executed, and that's why they didn't take this back. Yahu maisa, the bayi michsa, it's in parentheses. Clearly Rashi didn't have it in parentheses, because it's a very long Rashi who tells us what the story is. It takes up the whole left side of daf mem dalid on the base, but as Yossi says, ayin sham. So before we start the next Mishnah, I haven't said that in a while. So before we start the next Mishnah, two ha'aras. So the first ha'ara is, so we had here a whole blot Gemara regarding Acham. And why are we talking about Acham? Because the Mishnah is mentioned an important halacha regarding Misas Bezdin. And that is, Kol ha-mumsim mizvadin. Oymrim loy his father. Before they would execute somebody, before Bezdin would give somebody Misas Bezdin, Bezdin would tell the person to say vidui. How do we know that? We know that from Achon. Achon was executed. He was given Misas Bezdin. Yeshua ben Nun pleaded with him, paying taida. He said, please, I beg you, before you die, confess your sins. V'kachava. So from here we learn that kol ha-mumsim is vani. But we've mentioned the Rambam many times in the beginning of Hilchos Shuvah, where the Rambam says that this idea that you see in our Mishnah, that even someone that was given Mises Bezdin only got kapara if he did tshuva, wasn't only true for Mises Bezdin, but really kol unchin sheva Torah. Anytime the Torah says that if you do this, your punishment is going to be that, the punishment was only mechaper to the extent that the person also did tshuva. But if the person did not do tshuva, then the inish wasn't going to be mechaper. The Rambam says, v'chein bali chatois v'ashomus. The karbonis were mechaper ache yasu tshuva. V'chein kol mechuvei mises bezdin. That's our Mishnah. U'mechuyovei malkus. Oy hachoyvo bechaveroi. Oy hamazik mamoinoi. So even if it's dinei mamonis, a person did not get kapara, even if he gets the punishment that's prescribed by the Torah, unless he also did tshuva. What's interesting is the Rambam in moving along in Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel says as follows: Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. Today that we don't have a beis hamikdash, ve'ein lanu mizbeach kapara. Today we don't have a mizbeach. There's no mises bezdin. There's no malkus. Ein sham ela tshuva. Today all you have is tshuva. And says the Rambam, hatshuva mechaperes al kol averus. Tshuva is mechaper on all averus. Afilu rasha kol yom. Even a rasha his entire life. Va'asa tshuva b'achreina, and he does tshuva at the very end of his life. Ein maskirin lo yisham rishay. When he goes up to Shemayim, they're not going to talk to him about the averus that he did. Shenemar v'rishas harasha lo yikoshaba b'yom shuvay b'rishay. So says the Rambam that once upon a time, if somebody did something for which he was chayiv mises bezdin, he'd get mises bezdin, he'd also have to do tshuva. If he was even ordinary lois to say he'd get malchus, he'd also have to do tshuva. If he did something for which he had to bring a chatas or an asham, he'd have to bring the carbon, he'd also have to do tshuva. Today, where we don't have the carbonis, all you have to do is do tshuva. And the mabit in his Beis Elikim asks the obvious question. It comes out then that it's easier for a person to get kapara for an avera today than it was once upon a time. Once upon a time, if a person did an avera, so there was an oinish, plus he had to do tshuva. Today, all you have to do is tshuva, which is counterintuitive. It's not the way you think of it. Usually you think, mupnei chatoeinu, galinu me'artzeinu, v'nesrachaktu me'alad maseinu, and today we have no ability to get kapara by just going and bringing a carbon. It's not true. Once upon a time, you could bring a carbon from today till tomorrow, but the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva says that unless you did tshuva, achan had he not done tshuva, despite the fact that he was given Mises Bezdin by Yeshua Benon, he would not have gotten kapara. He would not have been able to enter Olam Haba. So you always need a tshuva, just like you need tshuva today. Nor once upon a time you needed additional kapara. So it's counterintuitive. But the question is why? Why should it be that way? How is it possible that today you need to do less to get kapara than once upon a time? Manav shach, if you always need a tshuva plus Mises Bezdin, then today, when you don't have Mises Bezdin, I hear, but why should tshuva alone be mechaper if once upon a time tshuva was a mechaper? And the Beis Elikim, the Mabit says, a dover niflo. He says that the reason is because an avera qualitatively today is not what an avera qualitatively was once upon a time. The echos of an avera then was more chamer than today. Once upon a time, says the Mabit, we lived in a world of hiskalos. The Mishnah talks about the 10 nisim that used to happen every day. There was a Beis HaMikdash, there were kehanim, there were nevi'im, if you go back even further. There were tanoim, amayron. There was such a hiskalos in the world. It was so clear that there was a Bayri Olam, that if a person did an Avera, it was considered so terrible that in order for this person to get kapara, it wasn't enough for him to do tshuva. He had to do tshuva, plus he had to bring a chatas and an asham, get malchus, mises bezdin, etc., etc. He says, but today we don't live in a world like that anymore. Today we live in the world of anoichi. So if a person does an Avera today, it's bad, but it's not as bad as it once was. Because the truth is, we live in a world of Hester Ponim. So today, a person doesn't need as much kapara for an Avera that he does as he needed once upon a time. That's why today it's possible for a person to get kapara with tshuva alone. You wouldn't have to do any more than tshuva. What came to mind is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a very well-known Gemara. Shabbos, Yudbeis and Yudbeis, where the Gemara says a person is not allowed to learn on Shabbos lo'ir haner. Why? Gzeira Shema Yata. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, nah, I don't think it's a big deal. You can learn Lo'ir HaNer. You're concerned that while a person's harving and learning, he's going to go ahead and he's going to touch the candle. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nosson said that you should know, I found a Pinkus. I found a little ledger, and it said on the Pinkus, Ani Yishmo ben Elisha, I Yishmo ben Elisha, Karisi v'hotisi, Ner b'Shabbos, l'kishei yibone beis hamikdash avichat hashmeino. So it said on the Pinkus that I was learning on Shabbos, v'hotisi ner b'Shabbos, l'kishei yibone beis hamikdash avichat hashmeino. Incidentally, it's Yidua that the Chazanish said that why did Yishmo ben Elisha have to write that Karisi v'hotisi? He should have just said, Ani Yishmo ben Elisha, I own a carbon chattas. Why do you have to say karisi vahatisi? Because really, it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether havara is lelav yatsis or lechalik yatsis. When Rabbi Shmuel was karvehita, which one of the lametes malachis was at stake? It was havara. Havara is a machlokes in the Gemara whether you actually chayiv nisas bezdin or not. There's a mandama that says lelav yatsis, in which case you wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas. So the first thing is that when your shiach's going to come, tishbi yitaris kushis ve'abayis, we're going to find out who the halach is like. Is the halach havara lelav yatsis? Who's the havara? If we determine that it's lechalik yotzis, then avichat tashmeid. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said that he was mechal Shabbos b'shoikik, and he wrote the kishay yibane beis hamikdash avichat tashmeino. So it bothered me. Why is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha going to have to make a karbon chatas? The way the Mabit is learning, if a person does an avera today, Mashiach comes tomorrow. Mashiach comes today. So you're going to have to now bring karbon chatos for all the chil Shabbos b'shoikik that a person may have done, right? Mishabru says if a person doesn't learn Hilcha Shabbos, he can't go a Shabbos without being Mechal Shabbos. So what? All the Chil Shabbos that a person may have been over B'shoigig, he's going to have to make a Karban Chatas. The Mabit is saying no. The Mabit is saying because you were over an Aveir in a world of Hester upon him, and in a world of Hester upon him, you don't need the Karban to be Mechaper. But here you have Rabbi Shmuel, who was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, that's what Chazal said, during this man of Churban, and he said, L'kishayibana Beis HaMikdash, Avichat Hashmeinah. Teretz probably is there. Rabbi Shmuel saw the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel was the Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi Shmuel saw the Beis HaMikdash. And a chenami, the Aveir itself took place at a time that there was no Beis HaMikdash, but he lived once upon a time in a world of Gilui Panim, and that's why even though the Aveira itself, little lumbus, took place in a Zman of Hesed upon him, but he's still going to have to be Avichat Hashmeinu. But we always speak out the night of Yehuda. Yehuda brings a raya from this Rambam that really it's not about the Misas Bezdin, it's really not about the Karbonas. Since Bezdin had no choice, they had to enforce, really it's all about Tshuva. A person does an Aveira, you do Tshuva. And the Yehuda said in a response to the Shoyl who wanted Sigufim for Aveiras that he did, he says, don't worry about the Sigufim. That's not the focus. The focus is tshuva. You see, even the Rambam says that really it's all about the tshuva. Once upon a time, even though there was Mises, Bezdin, and Malkus, and Karbonis, anyways, had to do tshuva. Today, without those things, tshuva works. The Teretz is tshuva's mechaper. Nothing else is mechaper. Why was the Mises, Bezdin? Because you have to have law and order in the court. Otherwise, you can't have a civilized society. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura, really quickly, is just so brilliant. You can't go by this Gemara without mentioning this. The sheer brilliance of the Margolis Hayam. So every time we say over one of these shtiklis, we get all excited from approving Margolis. It's unbelievable. But listen to this. So we have a Acha, right? A whole black Gemara about Acha. Says the Gemara, there's a pasuk in the Hayamim where Achan is referred to as Zimri. So what was his name? Was his name Achan or was his name Zimri? So the Gemara says Rav and Shmuel. It's always Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel yesterday was the Beged, or wool Beged. That's why it was expensive. It was just dyed a very nice color. Rav and Shmuel seemed to always be at odds at everything. So here too, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Was his real name Achan, or was his real name Zimri? And the Gemara's not sure who said what. Did Rav hold Achan and Shmuel said Zimri? Did Rav say Zimri, Shmuel said Achan? So it seems like a Gemara, very innocent, everyone's going to go by really quickly. Listen to this shtickle. I'll read it to you inside. Says the Margolis Hayam that I found many similar Machlekes in Shas between Rav and Shmuel. Erevin Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vayhi b'mei Amrofel. Now who was Amrofel? Amrofel was Nimrod. Says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Nimrod Shmoy. Really, his name was Nimrod. V'lama Nikishmay Amrofel. Why was he called Amrofel? Sha'omar v'hippel l'Avram Avinu b'toch Kivshonesh. Because he was the one that said, throw Avram Avinu into the Kivshonesh. V'chad Amar Amrofel Shmoy. Really, his name was Amrofel. V'lama Nikishmay Nimrod. Shimon is called Olam Kulel of Machusa. Soitim and Beizam and Aleph. It says Orpa and it says Harofel. Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Harofel Shmoy. V'chad amar orpa shema shoyvach v'ksiv shoyvach Rav and Shmuel. Chad amar shoyvach shmoy. And why was he called shoyvach, etc. V'chad amar shoyvach shmoy. Bava basra tzadik aleph amid beis. Ksiv machlin v'kilyon v'ksiv yoyosh v'sorav Rav and Shmuel. Chad amar machlin v'kilyon shmoy, etc. etc. So Reuven Margolis brings many places in Shas where you find there were different people in Tanakh that have two different names, and there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which one of the names are the Ikra names. Says Ruvi Margolis, Veheir Hashem Einai. Says, I was Zoicha, I had this Ha'ora from Hashem. Lirois Shekoitov Pluktosam, he. That there's a common denominator, there's a tzad hashava between all these machloikisim. Im ish echon nikra b'shem ishnayim b'tanach, where somebody has two names, and one of the names is in Divrei Hayomim, and the other name is one of the other kisvei hakodesh. Which name is the ikur name? Is the name in Divrei Hayomim the ikur name, or is the name in the other ones? Meaning, he says, look at every single place that I just mentioned. One name is mentioned either in Sefer Yeshua, Malachim, whatever, and the other one is mentioned in Divrei Hayomim. And the Machlokes says, we have a name in Divrei Hayomim and a name somewhere else. Which is the Ikur name? Is it the one that's in Divrei Hayomim, or is it Fakir? And we'll plead Rav Shmuel. That's the question. Eze Shem hu loy Shema etzem, the Eze hu rak kinu l'joshua. He says, it's clear. There's nothing to talk about. He says, it's true for all the Machlokes that he mentioned. Says, Rav Ruvi Margolis, if that's the case, here's the punchline. Vini, vayikur Rabba perak alef gimel, mavur, Rav Simen b'shem Rav Shmuel b'leif, Rav Chia avuad Rav Hoshia b'shem Rav. So Rav Hoshia's father, Rav Chia, learned by Rav. And he heard Rav say the following, lo nitein divrei hayomim elo l'drosha. That divrei hayomim is all l'drosha. And he brought one example where Rav said it. The pasuk says, v'ishtoi hayehudia yolda es yered Avigdor. It's in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perik Yudalit. So Rav Darshan this follows. V'ishtei HaYehudiyah is referring to Yechet. Why was she called Yehudiyah? Whatever. Yered is Moshe. Why was Moshe called Yered? Because he caused the mon to be Yered. He caused the mon to fall down. He said it's a medrash in two places. It's a Vayikra Rabba, and it's also a Rus Rabba. Harei, Sherav Huda Amar, Shebechol Mokim Shenikra Ish Echa B'Divrei Hayomim B'Shem Acher, Mea Shenikra Be'echa Mishar Sifrei Tanach, Hashem Shebedivrei Hayomim Huda Asi L'Drosha. This is what Rav Chia, Avud Rav Moshe heard from Rav. He said that any time a name is mentioned Divrei Hayomim, it's mentioned the drasha. Umeyata bar. It's bar says. Sherav hu ha'emer. Ochan shmoy. I'm Rafael shmoy. Orpa shmoy. Shoivach shmoy. Machlim mikilya shmoy. Why? Because those are the names that are mentioned in the Shar Sifrei Tanach. The name that's in Divrei Hayomim is the name that's being used lidrasha as Rav Chia. Avud Rav Yishya heard from Rav, and he said him a furish regarding a pasuk in the Riyayim. So the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel, one said this, one said that. The Gemara wasn't sure who said what. So he says, Hashem Heir Einai, he thinks that he can resolve something the Gemara wasn't even sure about. Who or which one was Rav, which one was Shmuel? Rav is the one that holds that the Shem that's mentioned in Shar Sifrei Tanakh is the Ikra Shem, and the one in Divrei Hayomim is L'drosha. And he says, V'kama mathli, asher Rav and Shal Yisro, referring to Rashi, I see it's Rashi. Beferushoi l'soita mem beis amid beis tzayin. On that Gemara in Soita, by Shoivach and Shoivach, listen to Rashi. Ksiv Shoivach, zoktei l'gerashi, nu, kikrana Rasha, b'seifer Shmuel. And then, when it says Shoifach, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, B'divri Hayom, Barei Einze Midarki Shol Rashi, L'tzayir Mokem HaPsukim HaMuvuam B'Kula Talmida. He says, if you look in Bava Basu Tzadik Aleph, by Machlin Kilyon Yoyesh and Sarav, Rashi says the same thing. Dibra Maskel Yoyesh V'Sarav, V'Divri Hayom. Rashi says, B'divri Hayom. I need Rashi to tell me where the Pasuk is. He says, yeah, because that's the punchline. The punchline is that one Pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim, the other Pasuk's not. There's a Rav who holds that Divrei Hayomim was Nitein L'drosha. Oh, Divrei Hayomim was Nitein L'drosha. So that would resolve which Rav held, which Shmuel held. Either way, just absolute ga'oinis. And on that note, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hoy rochik mi beis haskilo. So we're getting a little bit closer now. We're rochik mi beis haskilo arba amos. So when they were 10 amos from the Beis HaSkila, they would tell him, do tshuva. Now they're a little bit closer. Arba amos, mafshita noisei spagodov. So they would undress him. Ho'ish, a man, mechasa noisei milfanov. So they would cover him, milfanov, by his makam erva. Ve'ho'isha, if it was a woman that was getting skila, they would cover her milfanel, in front, u'me'achareh, and also from behind her. Divi Reb Yehuda, the chachamim say, ho'ish niskol arum, ve'ein ho'isha niskelas aruma. A woman was not niskelas aruma. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, ha'ish mechasen oisoi perek echad milfanov v'isha shnei perakim bein milfaneo bein milacharel b'nei shakulei erva divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the same Rabbi Yehuda as we had in the Mishnah. The only thing you see in the Braisa that you didn't see in the Mishnah is perek echad. Rashi says, what does perek echad mean? Ma'at, a little bit. So a man, they would cover a little bit milfanov, And Aisha also a little bit, so she wasn't, he wasn't completely covered. But by the man it was Perik Echad, by the woman it was Shnei Perok. The Chachamim say, Ish Niskal Arum, Ve'ein Ha'isha Niskela Sarum. It's the same Chachamim that we had in our Mishnah. A woman was never Niskela Sarum. What's the Pshat of the Rabbanon? Oh my God, they learned from a pasuk. It says, Virogmu Oisai. That they would stone him. My oisa. Doesn't mean that only a man would get skila, not a woman. The pasuk says, ishahu, ishahi. It's in the context of avodah zara. That if a man is avodah zara, then it's vaytseiso se ishahu. If a woman is avodah zara, then it's vaytseiso eso ishahi. So you can't tell me the reason the pasuk emphasizes oisai when it talks about skila is because only the man got skila, not the woman. We know the woman would get skila as well. My oisai, oisai belaiksusai. It's only oisai. That he was niskal arum without wearing any clothing, oisa, but she was biksusa. Rabbi Yehuda says no, oisai b'loy ksusai. Oisai is coming to teach me b'loy ksusai and loy shno ish v'loy shno isha. He's b'loy ksusai and she's gonna be b'loy ksusa. In other words, a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim of exactly how they gave skila to a woman. When they gave skila to a man, they would undress him. They would just give him a perek echad, a little something to cover his makam hamila. A woman, machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing. But whereas a man, they would only cover him a little bit. Milfaneh, a woman, it was milfaneh, ume la'achareh. Whereas according to the Chachamim, ha'ish niskal, arim ve'eino isha niskal saruma, a woman would be fully dressed when she was given skill. Now the Gemara says, what's the makar? So you think maybe it's svar, it's not svar. It's actually learned out from Pesukim. It says, v'rogmu oisai, it doesn't mean to exclude a woman from skila. It must mean that the process of skila was different for a man than it was for a woman. Say, the Chachamim, in fact it was. A man was arim, a woman wasn't aruma. Rabbi Yehuda does not mask him to the Josh. It says the Gemara, Lamei the Rabbanu Chayshi Lerhura, Rabbi Yehuda Lechayshi Lerhura. Meaning, we're saying that the makar to the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Lechachalim is Pesukim. But at the end of the day, it seems to come down to a svara. Right here, it would be very reasonable for everyone to be Derish time in the Korah. And that is the Chachamim are probably worried about here. We don't want people. Everyone's going to come out and they're going to see what happened. So we don't want people to look at this woman who's not dressed properly. So by a man, there's no such chashash. By a woman, there is a chashash. So it sounds like the Chachamim are worried about here. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about here. The problem is, we have a machloikis with Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim themselves, the very same machloikis Tanon. And it's just the opposite. When the was brought in front of the Kohen, the Kohen would grab onto her clothing and would rip, like yank, and nikru, the nifrimu, and we weren't concerned whether the clothing that she was wearing ripped or didn't rip. To the contrary, it was okay, till she was exposed and her hair was uncovered. Rabbi Yehuda said, imhoya liba na, lehoya megaleyo. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to be concerned. She's libana, a sirena. We don't want to expose her. And the Chachamim are not worried. What does the machlokes seem to be? Rabbi Yehuda is worried about her. People are going to be there. They're going to see her. Whereas the Chachamim are not worried about her. It's just the opposite. In our mission, the Chachamim say that eino isha niskela saruma. Why? Because we're worried about her. And then when it comes to the Soita, who's in the Beis HaMikdash, we have no problem of being Megala Liba, being Megala Saira. And Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda in our mission is not worried about her. Ha'isha, she's also Niskela Saruma, albeit Perik Echa Milfanel, Melacharel. But she's Niskela Saruma, whereas in the Mishnah in Saita, Rabbi Yehuda is already worried. He says, "M'hoya liba na loyhoya Megaleo. V'm'hoya Saira na loyhoya Soisrei." Amma, Rabba said, the two cases are very different. Why? Hasam hainu time in the case of Saito, the reason Rabbi Yehuda was worried was shemetetsim ibezin zaka, because he was worried that maybe this woman will be found to be innocent. Maybe she's not going to die as a result of drinking the Beis Saito. The iskaru ba pirchei kuna, and the pirchei kuna who were in the Beis HaMikdash at the time that this happened will remember her, and they're going to run after her. So Rashi and Saito is a little bit more clear. She says that they're going to be pulled towards her because of what they saw. But hach over here, what are you worried about? Hamikla. Here we're discussing someone that's being given skila, someone that's being killed. Being that she's being killed over here, there's not going to be a chash. I says the Gemara of Chit Hema, Rabbi Yehuda should say Asi Laskure Bachanai. So Enechanami, this woman herself doesn't have to be worried. But maybe the Pirchei Kahuna or whoever it is that sees her now, they're going to have a hearer, and that Here it will bring to a taiva for another woman. We have a Messiah, Ein Yetzahara, Shoylet, Ella B'misha, Ein Avrayas. That's something already we don't have to worry about. Because there's a Messiah that the Yetzahara could only get a person to want something that he actually sees. But if somebody sees Rachel, it's not going to cause him to have a taiva for Leah. Zoy Zok, Digimarab, Amar Rava. So Rava said, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanah, like Kasha. He says, just answer the Stira, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, very nice. Rabbi Yehuda is worried about her in the case of Saita because maybe she's going to be innocent. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about her in our Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin, because she's being killed. I, the hearer of this woman may lead to hear of another woman. For that, Rabbi said, Gmiri, Ein Yetzahara Shoylet, Ela B'misha Ein Avrayas. But that only answers the Stira, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, what about the Stira, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon? How are we answering that? If anything, it's just the opposite. The Rabbanon are worried about her when it comes to Skila, despite the fact that she's nine. And somehow, when it comes to Soita, over there, we're not worried. Ela Marava, so Rava said, you have to say as follows. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, like Kasha, Kedushan. The terrors to the Stira, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, is what we just said. In one case, she may live. In the other case, she's not going to live. Durabonon adurabonon nami lo kasha. The stereo durabonon is not a kasha. Why? A makro. Because the pasuk says, v'nivosru kol hanoshim v'loisa seno kizimaschena. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Chav Gimel. Meaning, durabonon felt that it's good for this woman to be embarrassed, even though it's coming at the expense of a potential hearer with the Pirchei Kahuna, in the case of Saita, because we want women to take note and see what's going to happen if they commit this Avera. That if a woman does this Avera, Kinui Stira, she's potentially Mezana Tachas Baila, she could end up getting embarrassed. How so? That she's going to be standing in the Mokam HaMikdash exposed in a very embarrassing way. So Erech Hanami, there is an element of her, but at the same time, there's another Cheshbon. The Cheshbon of V'nivosru kol anoshim v'loi saseno kisimaschena. And that's why the Rabbanon allowed the Kohen to expose her. If that's the case, why don't we do the same thing over here? Why, when it comes to skilah, ish niskal arim ve'ena ishko niskela saruma, says the Gemara, ein lecha yisr gadol mizeh. You don't need more than that. She's being stoned. She's being killed. So you're going to tell me, in addition to being stoned, she's also going to be exposed. It's not going to help. Memela, there's no upside really of doing it. If there's no upside, all there is downside. The potential hearer. So like this, we don't do it. Meaning the Rabbanan agree that there's an element of hearer. Bechura. That's probably why the Rabbanan said in our Mishnah, Ish niskal arum, ve'ena ishkol niskal saruma. The kasha is, if they're worried about her over here, then kal v'chaymer, they should be worried about her when it comes to Saita. Over there, she may live. Iskaru ba'pircha kehuna. The Teretz is, it's true, they are worried about her, but they have to balance it with v'nivasru kol anoshim, v'loy sa'asena kizim maschena. That is what trumps, that is what the Chachamim felt is what should take precedence, and that's why they would expose her, despite the fact that it came at the expense of a potential hearer. Says the Gemara, v'chi teimel li'evid batarti. But the Gemara asks another kasha. In our Mishnah, I understand that she's going to be embarrassed anyways. She's anyways going to be having a bad day, right? She's about to be killed. So from the v'nivosru kol anoshim perspective, the women are going to know not to do averis because you're going to see what could potentially happen. But still, maybe embarrass her also. She's a Rosho, we're killing her. So why are we so sensitive to her? Why are we so sensitive? Adarabo, let's make it even more. Let's add on, tack on, as much punishment as we could possibly tack on. The Gemara says that's not something we do. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravu, Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, V'yahavto l'reyacha kamoicha, and we learn from there, Beror loy misa yafa, that even though we're giving somebody Mises Bezin, but at the same time, we have to be sensitive to the way we give Mises Bezin. Right? So we've been talking, one of the themes we've had over the last few weeks is that when Bezin would kill somebody, they would have to balance two psukim. On the one hand, it says, Ubiyarta Rami Kirbecha. On the other hand, it says, Vitzilo Eda. Right? So if this person is guilty, you have to kill him. But then again, Vitzilo Eda, you have to try to do everything you possibly do not to kill the person. And it's a fine line. You see, many halachas that are governed by Ubiyarta Rami Kirbecha, and then you have many halachas that are governed by Vitzilo Eda. This is a third pasuk that the Dayan had a heavens in it. And that is via Haftal Reyacha Kamecha. We learn from here, Beror Loi Misa Yafa. So either way, say the Rabbanan, that's why we're not just going to go ahead and we're not going to embarrass her. Freit the Gemara. So does Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah not hold of Beror Loi Misa Yafa? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said that let her be Niskela Saruma. Why aren't you worried about her? Not worried about her because Gemiri ein yetzahara shaylet ela b'misha ein avrayas. And that's why even the very same Rabbi Yehuda was worried about her when it comes to the Mishnah and Saita is not worried about her over here. But the kash is what happened to Rav Nachman's cheshbon. Rav Nachman just said v'yahavtol reyacha kumeicha bror lo misayof. So I understand, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not worried about her, but still, I'll give you another reason why she shouldn't be niskela sarumah, because of brother Yisayaf. So says the Gemara, lema de Rav Nachman Tanoi. Should we say that it's only the Chachamim in our Mishnah that hold the Yahavtol reyacha kamoicha brother Yisayaf, whereas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah doesn't agree with that? So the Gemara says, loy de kuli yama isul Rav Nachman. Really, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, they both hold like Rav Nachman. There's an idea of brother Yisayaf. And if it was Pasha that the Misa Yafa would be for this woman to be fully dressed when she is killed, when she is given skila, everybody would agree she should be fully dressed. What then is the machloek? Is why does Rabbi Yehuda say that she's niskela saruma b'hocha baka miflegi? Mar sovar b'zioinid inish adifa leitfei minaycha de gufei u'mar sovar nicha de gufei adav mi b'zioinid. Because the truth is, there's two ways to look at this. On the one hand, there's a misa yafa by this woman being dressed. What's the misa yafa? She's not going to be as embarrassed. But then again, if she's going to be dressed, it's going to take her a little bit longer to die, because the clothing are going to inhibit her death. And as a result, she's going to have to suffer a little bit more as she's stoned to death. And that was the Shiloh. The Shiloh was, is the Misa Yafa to have her dressed, she shouldn't suffer the bezoyin, despite the fact that it's going to come at the expense of more physical pain, because her death is going to be somewhat prolonged. Or maybe to the contrary, maybe it's better to undress her and let her be soivel, the emotional pain, the embarrassment that she's going to have, but at the same time, she'll have less physical pain. She's going to die a little bit quicker. And that was the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda held that it's better for her to be embarrassed, but she shouldn't suffer physically so long. That's why her isha's niskelas aruma. Whereas the Chachamim said just the opposite. A person would rather suffer a little bit more physical pain, not to be embarrassed. That's why the Chachamim say her ish niskel arum ve'ein her isha niskelas aruma. But as it relates to the yahavtol reyacha kamoicha beror loy misa yafa, everybody agrees to this idea that there is an idea of beror loy misa yafa. A little bit more good. So the Mishnah weiter. Beis Haskila, haya gavaya shtei koymoi. So the Beis Haskila was 2 stories high. Now, what is 2 stories high? We'll see in the Gemara. It means that it was twice the height of the average person. So whatever the average person's height is, you would double that. That was the height of the Beis Haskila. Ech min ha'edem doichvoi al mostav. One of the Edom would come, and he would hold him by his hip, and he would push him down the shtei koymoi. Nepachaliboi, to the extent that he ended up landing on his lathe, meaning chest down, hoifchay al masnav, then the aid would come and he would flip him around so that he's lying on his hip. The imespa, if he died, yasa, then there's really nothing to do. The imlav, if however, after the aid knocked the person that's chayiv skila down, the person was still alive, hasheni, the second aid, noitlos evan, would come, he would take a stone, v'noisnei alibay, he would put it on his chest. Imespa, if he died, that's fine. Yatsa. V'im lav, if he still didn't die, rigi masay b'chol Yisrael, then all of Klal Yisrael would come and they would all stone him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says yado edim tia b'ibri shayne lahamisay v'yad kol am b'achreina. The first the yado edim gets involved in killing this person, and if it's not yado edim, then yad kol am b'achreina. So we have a mission over here that's describing the technical details of how a person got skila. Now the literal definition of the word skila is to stone a person. Stating that, we just read a Mishnah, that's not the way skila played itself out. The way skila played itself out is that first the person would be thrown down, he'd be thrown off a cliff. Now it wasn't a very steep cliff, it was gavoya shtei koymos, but he would be thrown down and sometimes he would die just from being thrown down. It was only in the event that he didn't die when he was knocked down, that afterwards they would stone him. And the truth is that if you look in the psukim of the Torah, where the Torah talks about skila, and it's in Parshas Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, it's talking about somebody that was Oved Avodah Zarah. Says the pasuk, Vayitzeso es ha'ishahu, oye so isha ahi asha asu es ha'dover ara hazeh el sharecho, es ha'ish oye so isha uskaltam ba'avonim v'meso. That's skila. What is skila? Uskaltam ba'avonim v'meso. The pasuk says, "Al pishnayim edim, shloish edim, yumas amesel, yumas al pi edachod." And then the Torah says, "Lo yado edim tiyabay berishayin olam yisay." First, the edim should be involved in killing this person. V'yad kolam ba'achreina, the immortal words, ubiyarta lo mikir becha. But what is the definition of skila? Uskaltam ba'avon of a mesu. It doesn't say anything about pushing this person off a cliff. So where does pushing the person off the cliff come? Truth is, the Gemara is going to say it, but we'll just, as a hakdama, it's really in Parshas Yisroi. In Parshas Yisroi, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, so Hashem tells Moshe, V'gbalta es ha'om soviv leimar, hi shomru lechem alois bahar, unegaya bekatzeo, kolanegeya bahar moishumas. Nobody's allowed to touch the mountain. You have to be very careful. Nobody is allowed to go on Har Sinai. Loisiga boy. Ki sokol yisokol, because any person that goes on Har Sinai, sokol yisokol, is going to be chayiv misa. How are they going to kill him? Skilo, or yara yara, or he's going to be thrown in behema, if it's a behema, emish, if it's a person, lo yichya b'msheicha yoyvol hema yala bahar. So we have a pasuk that describes sokol yisokol, and at the same time it also says, a yara yara. So either he's going to be stoned, or he's going to be thrown. And we learn from here that that's the way every skila was. Skila was first yara yara, and afterwards it was sokol yisokol. Either way, so the Mishnah described it. So the person would go on top of this platform. It was gavaya shtei koimais. The first eight would come, he would push him down. If he died, fine. If not, the other eight would come, he would stone him. If he died, fine. If not, rigimasei b'chlol Yisrael, shenema yad eidem tia boiber yishoy v'lam yisoy, yad kolom b'achrein. Zok digamara, tana v'koimais shaloi, yari kan shaloi. So the platform was two koimais tall, plus you have his height. Together it's three. Me being a kulei high faith to Gemara, does it have to be that tall for a middle? Ask you a kasha. Ma barishu kidei lahamas asar tefachim af kol kidei lahamas asar tefachim. We know from Bava Kama that one of our ba'avos nezikin is bar. And how deep does this bar have to be in order for it to be a bar, for the bala bar to be chayiv? It has to be 10 tefachim deep. What's the svar of 10 tefachim? That has to be kidei lahamas. You see that if a person falls 10 tefachim, it's already kidei lahamas. So the kasha is that why did it have to be shtei koimos, which is a lot more than 10 tefachim? Shouldn't 10 tefachim be enough? Now, at first glance, Bava Kama 101, shor v'loi adam, chamor v'loi kelim. So when you talk about kidei lahamas by a bar, we're not talking about an adam. If I care, it's shor v'loi adam. It's shor v'loi adam. Stating that, the Gemara holds that if 10 tefachim is kidei lahamis for a shor, it should be kidei lahamis for an adam as well. Amar Rav Nachman, you want to know why it was a little taller? Amar Rabbi Baravua, Amar Kra, v'ahavto l'reyacha kamoicha, the same idea that we saw in the previous Gemara. Berar loy misa yafa. Because if the cliff is going to be so short, then the person may die, but if he dies, it's going to be very painful. If he falls from higher, then like this, the misa will be a misa yach ihach. He said, the Gemara says, look bait fei, so let him fall from really high. So the Gemara says, mishum de minvol. Again, you have to balance that. Im gevoya yoysem idai, says Rashi, mispazer gufay, ve'ivara misparkim, ve'kresay nefgas. What's going to happen is, his body parts are going to be all over the place. So again, it's not going to be considered the misa yach. So the Chacham came up with what they felt was the right height for it to be a misa yafa, but at the same time for it not to be a nivul, and they felt shtei koimis, that was that year. How do you know that skila involves tchia? Again, we read the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say anything about tchia. It says uskaltem bavon. We learn it from parashas Yisroi. It says yoroi, that if somebody would touch Har Sinai, it says soko yisokel or yoroi yoroi. So it says clearly yoroi in that parasha, and we learn from there that there's an element of pushing down a cliff when it comes to skila. Uminayin shebeskila. How do you know that skila involves stoning? Tamal loy masaka. Uminayin shebeskila ubetchia. Tamal loy masaka yisakel ayari yar. Uminayin shemeis betchia yatsa. How do you know that you don't have to do the skila? The only time you do the skila is if the person didn't die, right? That's what the Mishnah said. They would push him down. If he died, yatsa. There was nothing else to do. Maybe you have to stone him even after he died. Tamal loy ayari yar. It's one or the other. I mean, you could be yatsa with one. Uminayin shafladaris. This is all learned out from Parshas Yisroi. That was a special parsha, a hirasha regarding Har Sinai. How do you know that this is true even for future generations? Talmud Loimar, it says, Sokol Yisokol, says Rashi, Loshen Osid. And we learn from here that even in the future, this is what the halacha is going to be, that any person that's ever going to be Chayiv Skila, first it's going to be Yore Yore, then it's going to be Sokol Yisokol. It could be both, it could be one. That parsha is the melamed for all chayvei skila. Mishnah said, "Vim lav eid ansheni noitlasa." So the first aid would push him down. If he didn't die, the other aide would pick up the Evan and he would throw it on him. Noitel afraid to Gemara. The other aide is going to pick up this stone by himself. A tiny little to the Bryce. The stone that was used to give somebody skila was so heavy that it required two people to carry it. Noitla, and one of the aidim would pick it up. The noisna libay, and he would throw it on the person that was being killed. In Meis Bayatza. What's the kasha? The kasha is that how could the Mishnah say that one of the Adam picked up the stone by himself? The Mishnah says it was Masu Shnei Bnei Adam. It required two people to lift it. So we're asking a kasha from this Braisa to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that one aide, the other aide, not the one that pushed this person down, the other aide would take the stone and he would throw it on this person. What's the kasha? The kasha is from a braisa. The braisa says that the eved was Masur Shnei Bnei Adam. If it was Masur Shnei Bnei Adam, how was one person able to pick it up? So we're asking a kasha from a Mishnah to a braisa. But the Gemara says, Oli Tameich, Tikshi Lachi Gufa. If you think there's a kasha from the Braisa to the Mishnah, could you explain to me, please, how you read the Braisa? Right, the Gemara is approaching as if the Braisa makes sense. I just don't know how to reconcile the Braisa with the Mishnah. How do you understand the Mishnah? How do you understand the Braisa? The Braisa said, Masu Shnei Bnei Adam, that the Evan required two people to lift it, and then it says, Noitla, Loshen Yachid. One of them took it, V'nois Nalibay. Ella, what do you have to say? Had you probably read the Braisa? The Madli Lebahadi Chavrin. The two people lifted it together, so two people are holding it, and then V'shadu Le'iyu. One person uses his force to throw it. So the other person is holding it, he's spotting him, but the other person is the one that's throwing it. Ki'echi, the Tesi Marzi, whatever. They felt that that's the best way to kill this person. That's what the Mishnah means as well. Anachanami, the Mishnah is just describing the other aid as being the one that's throwing it. It's his force that's ultimately the Yara Yara. But Anachanami, because it's Masu Shnei Bnei Adam, both of them had to carry it. V'im Lav, Rigi, Masai. So the Mishnah said that the second aid would be the first one to stone this person. If the person died, Yatza, and if not, the rest of Klal Yisrael got involved. Atanya, Freitag Gemara Kasha, but we learned in a Braisa, Me'olam Leishana Ba'Adam, that it was never necessary for another person to have to stone him. What's the Kasha? So why does the Mishnah have to tell me that if the second aid, the first person to stone this person, didn't kill him, the rest of Klal Yisrael got involved? Didn't the Braisa say that it never happened? So the Gemara says, Mika Amina David? This Mishnah didn't say it happened. The Mitzvah Kamina, the Mishnah just telling me the halacha. Doesn't necessarily mean that it happened. Evan Sheniskaba, the Achas Eitz Shenitla Olav, the Echot Saif Shenerak Boy, the Echot Sudar Shenechnak Boy, Kula Nikbar Nimai. We have a Braisa that says that when a person was given Mises Bezen, so they would bury the Evan Sheniskaba, the Eitz Shenitla Olav, the Saif Shenerak Boy. So whatever the implement that was used to give Mises Bezen was buried together with the person that was given Mises Bezen. What's the Kasha? The Mishnah seems to describe, or the Braisa, Evan Hoysa Sham, Masush. As if this was the Evan that was always used to give people skila. I thought the Evan that was used once was buried, so it can never be the same Evan. Says the Gemara, and it's not the same Evan, not one Evan, but there always had to be an Evan. So if somebody was given skila, they would take the Evan, they would bury it together with the person that was given skila, and then they would replace it. They would put another Evan there. So there was always an Evan, true. It's also true that the Evan was always buried. It's not a stira. They would bury the Evan that was there then, and they would replace it with another Evan. Nikbar Nimoy. The Braisa says that it was Nikbar Imoy. Vatanya, we learned that the Braisa ain't Nikbar Nimoy. Omer Papa, my Imoy, Imoy, Bitfusasi. The Braisa that says Imoy, it's true, it was Bitfusasi. Rashi says it was within his Dalaramas. The Braisa that says Enik Bar Nimoy means it wasn't literally in the same coffin, but it was Imoy enough that it was within his dalanams. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, famous halacha, nikta oyado edim pata. If edim come, they testify, Reuven was Michal Shabbos, b'mezid, he's chayev skilo. And before they're able to give him skilo, nikta oyado edim. The aid, Shailun the Rishonim, one of the edim, or both of the edim, loses his hand. The halacha is potter. My timer, Shmuel said, the be'ino yado edem tia boy berishoyna v'leka. Because one of the crucial halachas in skila is yad ha'edem tia boy berishoyna. If the aid doesn't have a yad, If he doesn't have a hand, there's no way for him to fulfill this pasuk. Elam yat afreit the gemara edim gidomim de meikara hachinami de psili. Let's say you have an aide who never had a hand. It should come out according to Shmuel. He's also going to be pasul because he can't be mekayim yad de edim tia by berishayna. What's the kasha? Shmuel didn't say that. What did Shmuel say? Nikta oyado edim. Shmuel's case is a real milsa de leshchicha where the edim had a hand. They said edos, and before there was an ability to give the person misas bezdin, they lost their ability to do so. Nikta oyado edim. It's only then Shmuel seems to be saying that the halacha is that the person's going to be off the hook. He's going to be pater. But let's say the person was a gidame. He never had a hand to begin with. It sounds like he's going to be okay. But the Gemara's kash is why? If Shmuel's mekar is yado edim tia by barishayna, and it's li'ikuva, it's ma'akiv this halacha. It has to be literally yad ha'edim. So afraid the Gemara, edim gidamin, should also be pasul. And it's not mashman that way from Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasim, Dom Makro, Yad Ha Edim Shahisakfa. Now you don't understand the drasha. The drasha is not that you have to have a yad. That's not the drasha. But the drasha is that whatever the yad was at the time of the Edos, that has to be the yad at the time of the skila. So if somebody had a regular yad at the time of the Edos, and he has a yad at the time of the skila, then everything is fine. But if somebody's had a yad, or if somebody was a gidem at the time of the Eidos, and then he was a gidem at the time of the Skilo, that's also going to be fine. The only time it's an issue is if somebody had a yad at the time of the Eidos, and now he's a gidem at the time of the Misa. It's not yad ha-edem shahoysa kfar. That's where there's going to be an issue. Meitzvei, komak mshi idu shnayim. Anytime two people say Eidos, v'yemruin, they say, me'idin anu bish ployni, shenigmar dina bebezdin ployni, u ployni Eidov, hareze yehoreg. So the Braisa says, if two people would walk into Bezdin and they would say, I didn't see Reuven kill anybody, or I didn't see Reuven be Michal Shabbos, but I was in a court, and I saw two Eidim tell Bezdin that they saw Reuven was Chayiv Misa, and Bezdin prosecuted him, etc. And they paskin that Reuven is Chayiv Skila. So you know what Allah is? I raise a Yehareg. Bezdin, this is not called Eid Mipiei. If the Eidim say that we witnessed the Gemar Din from Bezdin that this person is Chayiv Misa, Bezdin will cross-examine these two Eidim, and if they find out that he's really Chayiv Misa, Bezdin will give him Misa. What's the kasha? The kash is, if you're telling me there's a halacha in Hilchas Kila that you need yada edim tia by Berishayna, you need the yada edim to kill him. Over here, you don't have the yada, you don't even have the edim. All you have is edim that witnessed a gemar din. Tirgam Shmuel. So Shmuel said a chiddush, but hein edim. It's talking with the same edim that had originally testified in Bezdin, the same edim that said that we saw Reuven be Michal Shabbos, now went to another Bezdin, and they told Bezdin, I'm letting you know, that we testified at another Bezdin, that Bezdin found this person guilty of Skila, he has to get Skila, we're the Edom, we'll be able to be Mekayim the Yada Edom, meaning the Yada Edom are going to be there. But the Gemara says, Umi be'ino and krok kedechsef, you know, we'll stop here, just we'll conclude with one final ha'ara, and that is, so we had twice on Aman Aleph, twice the idea of v'yahafta l'reyacha kamoicha, and the Gemara learns from v'yahafta l'reyacha kamoicha b'ror loy misa yafa. It's interesting that this person that's being given misa's bezdin at first glance is a rasha, right? He's being given misa's bezdin because of an aveira that he did, and still we learn a halacha of v'yahafta l'reyacha kamoicha, and it would sound like then that there's an obligation to love your fellow Jew even if he's a rasha. This fact that he's a Rasha doesn't mean that there's no chiyah v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha would seem to apply even to a Rasha. Because again, you're giving this person Mises Bezin. You're talking about Achon, you're talking about someone that was Chayiv Mises Bezin. And still there's a din of Brar Le Mises Yafa. So it seems that v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha applies even to somebody that's a Rasha. Now you can tell me, maybe not. Because we know that the person now that he's been killed is going to get kapara. And they used to tell him to do tshuvos. And this is a person that says, Chatasi Lashem Elokei Yisrael. He's been given Misas Bezdin. So maybe he's really not a Rasha. And maybe that's why there's a V'yahavta L'reyacha Kamoicha. It's a good argument. The Rishonim make this argument. But I'm going to tell you what Shita Mekubet says in Perik Eilu Nairis. Mesechtes Ksubis, Daflam Et Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara of the year 2 brings this halacha, V'yahavta L'reyacha Kamoicha, B'ror Loi Misa Yof, says the Shita Mekubet, is quoting the Yad Ramah, that wherever it says in the Torah the word reyecha, mashma afilu rasha, even a Rosho. Shenes chayiv miso at the chayiv lachzar achar schusoy livler loy miso yofo. The yesh lefarish the ahavta l'reyacha loshin roim shebacha. Shenes chayiv miso bror loy miso yofo. So says the Shita Mekubet says b'shem the Ramai. That's exactly true. That is a chiyuv the ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha even for a Rosho, even for someone that's chayiv miso's bezin. And now I know that because it says the ahavta l'reyacha. Reyacha means your friend, your buddy, your compadre, but it also means raw, bad guy. So he's a bad person, raw. That's what the word raw means. Still, there's going to be a chiyuv v'yahavta reyacha kamaicha. The reason this is interesting is because it's the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So we know the pasuk. The pasuk says ki sirech hamor soynacha. If you see your enemy and he's walking with his donkey, reivitz tachas masoy, and it's on the ground and it can't get up, v'chadalta me'azav li'azav tazav yimoy. The Torah says, overcome your inclination not to want to help him, because at the end of the day, you don't like the guy. He's your enemy. Still, you should go ahead and do it. Freit the Gemara, your enemy? We're talking about a yid. Umi shari le'misne? How could you hate another Jew? V'aksiv, the pasuk says, lo'sisne sachicha bilvavecha, says the Gemara, le'maskana, it's talking about the chazi be'iyu dvar erva. It's talking about that you saw this person do an avera, dvar erva. And being that you saw him do an avera, there's no issa to hate him. So it's true, leisisna esachicha b'vavechem, but leisisna esachicha b'vavechem is only true, that's only true if, as far as you know, he's a good guy. But to the extent that you were raw by dvar erva, even if there's no edim, you saw it with your own eyes, now he's already soynacha. Now you have a right to hate him. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, that if you see him doing avera, mitzvah is noisoy. You even have a mitzvah, shenema yiris Hashem soynei ra. People that are yiris shemayim, they soynei ra. But the bottom line is you have a Gemara. It's a Gemara mefureshet. Psachim kuf yud gimel abedez. That even though it says in the Torah, leisisna esachicha b'vavecha, still, the only time leisisna esachicha b'vavecha is true is to the extent that you don't know the person's about avera. But if the person's a bal avera, then mutalis noisoi, and it could be that not only mutalis noisoi, it could be that it's even mitzvah lis noisoi. How does it stem with what we just said? V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. It's true even for people that are chayav misas bezin. Why? Because l'reyacha is miloshin ra. So could I hate him or could I not hate him? So what do you have to say? There's two dinim. There's a mitzvah saseh. And there's a mitzvah lois asay. The mitzvah lois asay, lois sisna esachicha b'vavecha. That's a Gemara mefureshes psachim kuf yud gimel amud beis. That only applies to someone that's not a Rosh. But if the person's a Rosh, a mutal is noisa, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says even mitzvah is noisa. The mitzvah asay of yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. That you have all the Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara applies it to the ones that were chayiv misas bezdin. Bror loy misa yofa. That's going to be true even for a Rosh. And the truth is, by the mitzvah asay, it says, by the loisat say it says loisisna es ochicha, right? The Velt says, because when it comes to your brother, you know, we can't be tevei that you should love him. But at the very least, loisisna es ochicha. L'reyecha, maybe it's even possible to be v'yahavta l'reyecha. But there's really a tifkait over here in the nuance, the subtlety of the word l'reyecha versus the word ochicha. When it comes to loisisna, it's loisisna es ochicha. Ochicha means ochid b'mitzvahs. Ochicha is only someone that's not a rosha. L'reyecha, to the contrary, has the reverse connotation. When it comes to l'reyecha, it's afilu roim shabach. Therefore, v'yahavta l'reyecha k'meicha, even back by a rosh. Perhaps a diak, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah reish lamed ches, shalei lisnoi achim. So at the very end, says the Chinuch, that uvenoi heges b'chol mokoim, uvechol zman, b'schorim uvenekevets. V'oivar alev, v'kov asinah b'liboy, over alav zeh, ve'im loikin olav, fisha im b'y maisav. Then says the Chinuch, avu b'sina so rishom im b'y iser. When it comes to a Rosh, there's no iser, elo mitzvah lisnoi iser. To the contrary, there's a mitzvah. First, you have to give him mussar, the Chinuch says, but if he doesn't take your mussar, then mitzvah is noisoy, and the b'chinuch quotes a pasuk, haloi misanecha Hashem esno. Misanecha Hashem esno. If you forward three mitzvahs later, mitzvah reish mem aleph, reish mem gimel, mitzvah sahavas yisrael. So if I looked backwards and forwards, up and down, the chinuch does not bring this caveat. He doesn't say, avo b'sinas harishon im bo yisr. He doesn't say it by the mitzvah havas yisrael. He says it by the loisa say of shloi lisnoi achim, and he doesn't say when it comes to the mitzvah havas yisrael. What's the pshat? Because it's two dinim. There's the mitzvah's essence, there's mitzvah's loisa say. The mitzvah's say, fakert, it says, v'yahavto l'reyacho. L'reyacho is miloshin ra. Even if he's a bad guy, still you have an obligation v'yahavto l'reyacho kamoicho. When it comes to the mitzvah's loisa say, there it says, loisisnei esochim. achicha ready is going to be different. So there's a chiluk between the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah, and it's really a chiddush because usually you think of the two being in line with each other. It's just two sides of the same coin. There's the essay component and there's the lo saseh component. What comes to mind, I will end with this, and that is that the Tzidua, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that the only time a person's over the lo saseh of lo sisnas achicha bilvavecha is if Reuven hates Shimon, and he doesn't tell Shimon about it, he keeps it inside. So when you keep it inside, you allow it to fester, says the Rambam. Why? And the Rambam says there's a lumdus here. The lumdus is because a sinner that a person keeps inside his lave, it boils, it festers, it's a different type of sinner. When a person lets it go, so he doesn't feel as bad anymore. And the diik is, it says, loy sisna esachicha bilvavecha. What about the mitzvah say? What about the yahafta reyecha kamoicha? If a person has a sinner towards somebody, and he tells the person about it. So the Rambam said, you're not over loisisna zachicha bilvavecha, because it's not a bilvavecha anymore. What about v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? Are you over v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha or not? So I'll tell you one maramach. We know the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Kedushin. Asur la'adam sheyikadesh isha ad sheyirena. Why? Because we're afraid. Maybe you're going to see her. V'tiskana olav. V'atayra amran. The Torah says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So ish mekadesh boyo b'shlucha. But at the same time, you have to see the woman you're marrying before you marry her. Because we're concerned that if you don't see her, maybe when you do meet her, you're not going to like what you see. You're going to end up not liking her, and you're going to be over v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Freit Rabbi Yosef Enkel and Gulyoni Ashas. Then why did the Gemara say that if you meet your wife and you decide that you don't like her, she's not appealing to you, you'll be over v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? Say better. Right, you're saying good, say better. You've been over the lo saseh. Lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha. A lo saseh is more chomer than an aseh. So why does the Gemara say you're going to be over v'yahavta? Why did the Gemara say you're going to be over lo sisna? It's even a lo saseh. Zok Rav Yosef Engel says it's not muchach you're going to be over the lo saseh. Because the Rambam said that the only time you're over the lo saseh is only if you keep it b'vavecha. But if you say something, you're not over lo sisna. So to think that a man and a woman are going to be married, he's really not going to like his wife, and he's never going to say anything about it, that's already lo shchiach. If he has something he wants to say, he's probably going to say it. So the Gemara didn't say you're going to be over lo sisna, because that the Gemara, nah, you're not going to, don't worry about it, you're not going to be chzug d'chzi. You won't be over lo sisna. But v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, that you'll still be over. Because even if you say something, still it's going to be v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So what do you see from Rabbi Yosef Engel? You see from Rabbi Yosef Engel that there's a chiluk, yisoidi, between v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha and lo sisna. They're not two sides of the same coin. There's loisisna, which has its shulchan aruch, and there's v'yahavta, that has its shulchan aruch. Loisisna is only if you keep it bilvavecha. V'yahavta, that's even if you don't keep it bilvavecha. Perhaps we have another nafkemina. Loisisna is only true if the person's not a rasha. If he's a rasha, haloi misanecha Hashem esna. You're allowed to hate him, but at the same time, you can hate him, but you have to love him. So how exactly you work that out? Oh, it breaks the get the kasha. How do you work that out? I hate you and I love you. Depends on the day. But either way, we'll have to work that out.